Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Praises be to God for another opportunity to come to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to my sister, my friend, a Blog Talk show that is dedicated to reaching all women. We want to be here to encourage, to uplift, and to undergird, and to provide resources for all our women's needs and their concerns. Tonight, Blog Talk listeners, we have a special guest. She is the founder of Exhaling Ministries. She is, her name is Elder Linda Jordan. Would you go ahead and say good evening, Elder Jordan? Hello, I'm sorry, hold on. All right, go right ahead and say good evening.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, listeners.
Okay.
I'm excited about the Lord on tonight. Thank you for having me on, sister.
You are certainly welcome tonight. Would you go ahead and just introduce yourself and tell us a little about your ministry and what you do?
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Yes, my name is Elder Linda Jordan, and God has just tremendously blessed us to be a mover and a shaker in the kingdom of God. And we are excited about it in this hour. We, under the umbrella of Linda Jordan Ministries, God has given us a few ministries to work in the community, in the Metroplex, and even in other states where doors have been opened for us to go out and do kingdom work. And so we have our team ministry, which is Get It All Out, that does fall under the Exhaling Ministry umbrella, and the event that's coming up in a couple of weeks, Women with Expressions Waiting to Exhale, falls under that umbrella of the Exhaling Ministry. We also have the International Intercessory Prayer Network, where people from all over, even in some of the other countries, dial in, we connect, and we intercede. We have prayer watches, night vigils, and just lifting up our nation, our state, our country, our families, our children, our ministries, our leaders, the body of Christ, just crying out before God as the Holy Spirit leads. And then we have our crusades, taking him to the street, which is a year old. And God has also opened up doors for us to set up street ministry and do crusades for our souls to come into the body of Christ, and our outreach where we feed the homeless, which we'll be doing it in November for Thanksgiving, and do that again in during the resurrection season. So God has just really blessed us, sister, to allow us to be able to do many different things, and he has allowed people that have the heart to do kingdom work to connect and come alongside of us and to help us do this great work. As you know, you and your husband and the jail ministries, and we've also connected with the jail ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
and that
yes,
has
Trinity
been a
Jail.
Blessing. Yes.
Yes.
With Trinity Jail Ministry. And so it's all about just connecting for the glory of God to expand the kingdom of God. And so we are excited about it. Amen.
Amen.
I am a PK. I'm a PK. And my father, Dr. Fulton Williams Jr. from Baltimore, Maryland, is still on the wall. He is still in his pulpit, and he has been preaching for over 60 years. So the fruit, I guess, doesn't fall too far from the tree, sister.
Amen.
I guess it doesn't fall too far.
That's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
That is, that is good, because that shows that you did get it.
Amen.
It didn't go again, that seed didn't fall by the wayside. It did not fall on unfertile ground. Well,
yes,
we're so glad
ma'am.
To have you tonight to just
you.
Come and talk to us about what you do on a day-to-day, month-to-month basis. I wanted you to go ahead and explain to us about how you first got started in some of these ministries.
Well, the first ministry that got birth was the Exhaling. And oftentimes, you know, sister, when we give our life to the Lord and we join the church and we get connected to a great church, we come with a lot of baggage because of the sin, because of the things that we endure and we encounter and during our years of living. And oftentimes we're not able to get rid of that when we accept Christ. And so that, you know, is still in you. Come on. It's still there. And if it's not dealt with, it will stay there. And the older you get, the stronger it gets. And it can form a foothold, you know, a stronghold. And if we're not careful, it will rise up at the most inopportune time, you know. And so God dealt with me in that I needed to get still because I was preaching in my dad's church and, you know, doing ministry as a leader in the church. But there were still some things in me that was never really dealt with. And so God had me set aside by myself. I pulled away from everything and everyone and had my time with the Lord. You know, we often spend money to go to the psychologist, and nothing is wrong with any of that. But a lot of times we can get a breakthrough, a real breakthrough, if we listen to the Holy Spirit and let him be our counselor. And that's what he was for me. And it was a process of about 3 or 4 months. And after it broke, after that stronghold was released, and I was able to move forward, and he told me, same as it was for you. Just as it was for you, same is it so for many others. You know, they need to know that there is a process of really going through some stages and getting some things out that you were never really able to get out. And sometimes we need someone to help us to get it out, you know. Somebody to help coach me, somebody to just lay on my on their shoulder, somebody that has possibly been through what I'm dealing with, you know. And so after I went through that, then I shared the vision that God had given me with Exhaling with my sisters in the Lord, and they are a part of the board of the ministry, and they're in 4 or 5 different states. And they grabbed the vision, and we got in prayer, and they, too, understood that they needed the same thing that God had put me through. And so we got together and went through the Exhaling. Then we had our first women with expressions, and I thought, God, well, how do I put all of this together? And he said, there are women with expressions, like stuff on the inside, things that they don't even know how to express. That needs to come out so they can smoothly shift to the next level. And so, you know, just by standing before the Lord, by writing things down, by praying, asking people to cover me while I seek God for this precious, you know, gift that he had given me to birth, it came forth. It came forth. And it's been about 11 years. Pastor Mary, who is one of my spiritual daughters that is now a pastor in Nashville, we were talking, and she said, Elder, it's been about 11 years since we had the first Exhaling, and we do it about every 2 years. 2 years or so, because of it's a lot of work. You know, it's a process of deliverance, breakthrough, you know, and sometimes you come up against some oppositions and things, and so it's a lot of work, a lot of preparation, and so it's not something that we do every year. But when we come together and seek God for it and he says yes, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend. And he told me, sister, that it's not a retreat. It's not a conference. He said, this is an experience. This is an experience that the women will have with me. And so the atmosphere is just perfectly set for his presence, his glory. And we have had men that come in, and I tell you, God is no respecter of person. If you come in pulling on them with your heart and your spirit open, everybody wanting a breakthrough gets a breakthrough. And we've had teenagers come because everybody is in a place, sister. You know, the men have been told as young boys, you don't cry, suck up those tears, tough it out, you know. And then the teenagers are told, don't you say anything. What goes on in this house stays in this house. You know, so we walk around with all of this in us. And we explode, and we're angry, and we have different personalities, and I'm this way today, and I'm that way tomorrow because it's stuff, you know, that's in me that I need to get out. And because it's been a part of me for so long, it's gaining some strength. And sometimes you just need somebody to help walk you through it. And so that's why we come together in a great degree of God's love, you know. And our model for the exhaling is a sister helping a sister, needing to exhale. It's just a wonderful weekend where we meet God in a safe place and we can, you know, share. And God, the anointing really does all the work. You know, the Holy Amen. Spirit does all the work. It just gets it out. It gets it all out. And then we can inhale him, and we enjoy each other and the ambience of the hotel. And it just all adds to having such a wonderful time to just let go. We just did that for our teenagers. We did the second time. Twice we've done get it all out because the teenagers clearly got things on the inside that they need to get out, and they too need a safe place where they can be vulnerable and not be judged, but be corrected and loved and set, you know, back with the word of God with some instruction. And so it's just an awesome, awesome ministry, and it's just such an honor and a privilege that he has entrusted me with this. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. So that was the first one, and then we started feeding, having a heart for the homeless and the less fortunate, and others that knew me and said, you know, I want to do that. You know, I've always wanted to do that. And so it's just men and women. I have pastors and male pastors and lady pastors and lay people, just people, you know, that want to be a blessing but just sometimes don't know how and where to get started. So we just couple up and we just do it. So that was the feeding. And then while we were feeding, one of the senior apartments in South Dallas, a manager asked us to connect with them. And thus we've been partnering with them three times a year, being a tremendous blessing to them and they to us when we go in South Dallas to the Edgewood Manor senior apartments. And then we have taken them to the streets, and that in it itself, you know, is a blessing when anybody is willing to take Jesus to the streets and share him with anyone that you see. It's just a blessing. So God has just been gracious to us and has trusted us, and we're excited about it. So we are just so excited, and I know partnering with your husband, Brother Minister Joel, has been a blessing as he has the same heart as our ministry, doing street ministry, and connected with the Trinity Jail Ministry. And that has just been unbelievable. You know, the women who are incarcerated, and God has an opportunity to minister to them while they are, you know, in a place where they can't do anything but be still and receive the word of the Lord. And so it is just been an incredible ride, journey with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Very good.
Yes.
We're
yes.
so glad to have you to be a part of the ministry, and we're also happy to know of all the things that you are involved in with your Exhaling Ministries under the arm of the Linda Jordan Ministries. Now, I know that you are anxious to tell us about the Exhaling Ministries event that's coming up on September the 13th, right?
Yes. 12th, 13th, okay. and 14th. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you just go ahead and tell us about that?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. We are having our Women with Expressions Waiting to Exhale weekend experience here in Las Colinas, at Hotel Las Colinas, and it's going to be, as I had already shared, a full weekend fire pack, power pack from the beginning of Friday afternoon until we leave that Sunday midday. And for the entire weekend, it's $185, and that includes your registration. That includes 3 days and two nights at the hotel. It includes all of the spiritual enrichment. It includes the exhaling experience. It includes your breakfast. We chose not to include lunch, pre-ordered lunch, because, you know, sometimes people can be very picky with what they want to eat. And so since I have experienced that, we don't do that anymore. But breakfast is pretty easy for, you know, to meet those needs. So, but the lunch is on, you know, on each individual person. But we're looking forward to it. There is also a registration fee of $25 for those who want to experience this and not able to stay at the hotel. Our services on Friday night will be at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This hotel is on 114 in Las Colinas. 114, yeah, on Highway 114 in Las Colinas. And we will begin Friday night at 7:30. But for those who have registered and are staying, we have a complete full itinerary, as well as blocked out time for you to have your individual, quiet, relaxing, however you want to do it. It's time to fellowship, or it's time to just be intimate with the Lord and for you to rest in His presence. But whichever way you do, I mean, to experience the full impact of the exhaling experience, it's well worth your $185 to sacrifice. Make sure that the kids are all taken care of, because you don't want your mind to be wandering. You want to surrender all unto the mighty Lord in the presence of God. And we have some wonderful people that's going to help usher us, powerful, anointed people that understand the importance of God's presence to help usher us into the holies of holies. And so we are just super excited and looking so forward to it. The hotel also provides the things that we need to help make this experience more complete and exhaling. And it's just good. It's just good. So anyone can email me or can call me or Facebook us if they're, you know, have any questions. If you would like for us to bring this to your state, because we do have, like I said, people connected to the ministry in different states, and then we go there and allow the women to experience this time with the Lord in such a special way. And we look forward to spreading it, amen, and sharing this exhaling experience. It's just awesome.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to open it up now. I see we have a few callers on the line here that might want to ask Elder Jordan some questions. Is there anyone out there listening, have a comment or a question for Elder Jordan? You can speak now. Ask your questions or give us your comment. Okay, well, feel free at any time to just jump in and ask her any questions that you may have as we go on. But I would like for her to also tell us about the South Dallas ministry that you do at the Edgewood Manor.
Okay. I did want to share this one scripture that God had given me at the beginning of birthing, exhaling, because it's what I went through. And okay, it's in Psalms 41 through 3, and it says, "I waited patiently for the Lord's help. Then he listened to me and heard my cry. He pulled me out of a dangerous pit, out of the deadly quicksand. He set me safely on a rock and made me secure. He taught me to sing a new song, a song of praise to our God. Many who see this will take warning and will put their trust in the Lord." And that's the process that God took me through when I needed to get rid of some things that I wasn't aware was in me. But when I waited in his presence, when I sat at his feet, when I just got in a place of worship, that's when he began to show me, yeah, you got a little bit of this and you got a whole lot of that. While you're not on drugs, you still got some of this, you know. So waiting and then listening. And the more I cried out, the more I heard him say something else. And so he took me out of the pit and he set me on straight street, on solid ground. And then we're able to sing praises because it was a new song. That's why we do a lot of worship, a lot of celebrating, a lot of lifting him up and glorifying him. And he says, "And many will see where you were and where you are, and it will cause them to also put their trust in your God." And so that is the biblical foundation for waiting to exhale, because we have to wait on the Lord. One of my favorite songs that Juanita Bynum sings is, "I Don't Mind Waiting." We can't rush. See, well, sometimes when we're in church, you know, we're looking at the clock. There's a program, and we have all of the people that come at 10:30 or 11 o'clock, and they're looking to be ready to be done with this service, with this service, with the day of Sunday by 1 o'clock. So that means everybody is held to a certain time to do what needs to be done, because we got to cross every T, we have to dot every I, and we got to make sure that we go through all of this. But God told me, when we do waiting to exhale, you cannot move until I move you. You don't go here until I escort you there. You just wait in his presence, worship me, love on me, you know. And that the scripture said that he invokes the praises, you know, and he will sit on us as we, you know, worship him. It's like he swells up in us. And the more we give out, the more he puts in. And it's just released in the room. It's just an awesome, awesome, awesome time. And so to God be the glory for that.
Man, do you usually have a large amount of women attending from the Metroplex and from out of from different states?
Yes, well, not such a large. It's a very intimate setting, but we do have people that will fly in wherever we are. That have been with us, you know, they've experienced this, and they know what to expect, and most times they bring someone with them, and that's how it grows. But yeah, so people in the wherever we are having it, we have a good crowd there, and we always have those that have been that have attend to come in wherever we are.
Okay, what is the dress attire? Do we have to be formal or business casual?
Absolutely, it is exhaling. We are relaxing. We are very comfortable. We're all women. We have some young ladies that are coming. And this is so wonderful about this one. I'm so excited, you know, because the Bible teaches that the older women are to help bring the younger women up. And for this exhaling experience, we have a good mix. We have some seniors. And we have some mature, and we have some young. And just to be able to mingle and draw, you know, understand the young. And the young understand the seniors. And the seniors understand the elders, you know, the one that's elderly. You know, so it's just a wonderful, but no, it's very casual. It's very relaxed. However, on the first night, because that's our night that we really come together to consecrate ourselves. And let me just say this, because this is a very serious weekend, and God does such a awesome, awesome, incredible work that I do inform those by email on preparing themselves so that it's an easy process. Amen. So you don't have to work so hard once you get there, but you've already started preparing your spirit. You've already started preparing your mind, you know, so when you're there, it's easy. It just flows. So we will be consecrating that Friday night, and we will wear white or off-white, but it doesn't have to be anything you know, dressy or formal at all, because we just let God be God. And I remember one of the experience that we had in exhaling, a couple of the sisters stayed on the floor laughing until they could not laugh anymore. Then there was some that was in the corner just crying, but everybody is where they are in God. So it's just you know, a very wonderful time of intimate with our God, you know, it's just wonderful. So no, it's not a dressy attire or a dressy weekend at all. Very relaxed and comfortable.
Very. Okay, so does the session on Friday night, does it last till morning, or is there a cutoff that you go to your rooms, or how do you handle that?
Because everything is very spirit-led, we do have, you know, a program that we put down, but oftentimes, sister, the Holy Spirit does not allow us to follow it. But, but we do have the start of the service. And like I said, sometimes our worship is just 2 to 3 hours. I mean, we give God what he is due. We give him what he asks us. We don't rush, We don't have clocks in there, and we don't even watch the clock. But it is a service, and we do have some the late night rock, the midnight rock. So if it doesn't take us, because a lot of times we're not done with the evening service until about 11 or 12. So it just depends on how the Holy Spirit moves on the evening service on Friday night. But, yeah, we have something going to late night, and then we have our morning glory soaking at 6:30. And so that's open for the altars to lay out and soak in the presence of God.
Wonderful. Oh, that sounds marvelous, really spiritually. But God, bring back God's presence. That just is, I'm getting excited.
Amen.
That sounded
Amen.
Really, really wonderful. We thank
Amen.
God. But the women that are listening are the ones that cannot stay at the hotel. There's only a $25 registration fee, and they can come and join in with you all that Friday night starting at 7:30 and continue on, and they can leave and come back that Saturday morning?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then you have a lineup for Saturday on through the evening. Now, you said you didn't serve breakfast. I mean, you do provide breakfast, but what about lunch and dinner? How's that worked out? They go and eat their own lunch and dinner?
Right. We give them that time of bonding with each other, fellowshipping with one another, or enjoying the amenities of the hotel and in the our sanctuary. So we always allow people time because, again, we have people that come in that's not from Dallas. And so we want to give them time if they want to go and see some parts of our wonderful city. Or if they want to, you know, pick up some things to take back. So we give them that time. Others want to just steal away for those of us who live in the city just to enjoy where we are and rest and laugh and fellowship. So we have that time. And so because, like I said, it's hard to pick and choose things for people. So we we give them the packet that gives them the locations of the restaurants and the shopping areas and all of that, and everybody can do them. I just think that works really well.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It works well.
Everybody have a good time, huh? Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to ask again if we have any listeners, if we have anyone on the line tonight that would like to ask Elder Jordan a question. At this time, you feel free to ask her any questions or just make a comment on our session tonight. Is there anyone that would like to ask a question?
Yes.
Yes.
Pastor Mary Denby, and I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. And
yes,
I just
right.
wanted
daughter.
To make a comment.
Go right ahead.
I am coming in for the Exhaling Conference, and I just want to just thank God for Elder Jordan. She has been a blessing in my life for over 20 years. And
Amen.
We have actually been doing the Exhaling Conference. I don't know if she said it, but for 11 years. And it's just a celebration to be able to see women get what I got, exhale,
Amen.
And deliver,
Amen.
And set free.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just wanted to say thank God for you. Thank God for you allowing you to be able to do social media so other people can hear about it, because there's so many women that are bound up that needs to be
Amen.
Released so that they can walk in the gift that God has given them.
Amen.
Amen. And that is why my sister, my friend, is on the line tonight with Elder Linda Jordan. We are giving this information to our sisters that need to exhale. Sisters, if you are listening, this is going to be the perfect opportunity for you to join Elder Jordan in exhaling and get your soul and spirit and mind fed. So those of you who will not be busy, September the 13th at the appointed time that Elder Jordan is going to give us all that information once more and again, and then she's going to give us her contact number in case you need to call her or contact her by email or web or whatever measure that you need to get to her. If you need to exhale, come on now, because I know we all do. We all need to exhale sometimes or another, because life is so busy and so just full of things that we have to deal with each and every day. And this is giving you an opportunity to let all of that stuff go.
Yes, ma'am.
Give it to
the
Lord.
Give it to the Lord. You know, we wear so many different hats as women. You know, we just wear so many different hats, and sometimes we don't get a chance to just breathe and think things through and just collect our thoughts. When we're finished with that, we're on this. When we've done that, we have to do that. And so sometimes we just have to be still and just breathe, you know, and then inhale, you know, God's strength and his wisdom, you know. And a lot of times, unless we are made to be still, we're not still long enough to really hear and to receive from God. So it's an awesome, awesome weekend. And Pastor Mary, I don't know if she heard me, but that's one of my spiritual daughters, amen, that came on, and now she's pastoring, amen, and doing an awesome job in the Nashville area. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Well, sisters that are listening, sisters that are on the line with me tonight, feel free to go ahead and ask any questions that you might have of Elder Jordan. Before she goes ahead and give us the information again where this event is going to be, where the Spirit of the Lord will drop down and let you exhale. Come on.
Amen.
Okay, well, Elder, I guess we don't have any questions right now, so why don't you go ahead and give them the name, the address, and the time of the event, and how you can be reached one more time.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. We're going to be at Hotel Las Colinas, and it is in Las Colinas. The dates, again, are September the 12th through the 14th, and you can reach us and contact us on Facebook at Linda Jordan Ministries, MINISTRIES Ministries. You can contact us via the email at Exhaling Ministry, EXHALING Ministry, MINIST as in Tom, RY, at sbcglobal.net. You can look at us and make contact as well on our website at lindajordanministries.com. If anyone needs to reach me by phone, my number is 972-741-8207. And we are just really excited about what God is doing and this opportunity. And we just have so much going on in our lives, in our families, on our jobs, in our communities, in our country, that we kind of need to draw strength from one another. And this is just an awesome, awesome place to be able to do that. It's a safe place where people aren't judged, you know. That's real important to God, so it's important to us. And no one is judged. You are just loved. Amen. And so it's just a wonderful, wonderful
place where you feel God's presence and you connect with awesome, awesome women. There's no big eyes. There's no little you. There's no pointing of the fingers. Everybody got something in your closet. And if you don't want to hang out your laundry, then you don't want to come. But if you want to get free from things that keep flaring up, just come on, it keeps flaring up. And you just, you know, not quite understanding why it keeps flaring up. You need to get it out. You need to come face to face with it, and you need to release it and know that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
All right.
And so we are about the Father's business and helping one another get free, stay free, you know, be catapulted into their next dimension in Christ Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and giving us that information about the exhaling event. We appreciate you, and we certainly hope that the listeners out there is taking that information down and be able to come and join you and exhale, because we just do everything that we don't take time, like you say, to wait on the Lord to answer us. So this will give you an opportunity to just be in the presence of the Lord all together with your sisters at that
Amen.
Time, September the 13th, 12th, 13th.
13th and 14th.
Okay.
Amen.
And it starts at 7:30 at the Las Colinas
yes.
Hotel.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
well, thank you
and
so much for
like
the information.
Amen. I would like to share to our listeners, because we are only supported by those that believe in what we're doing, that this is good ground, if I may say it myself.
Amen.
Amen. And whatever you can sow into what we're doing would help us to do what we do in a greater way and be able to touch more people. And I must say that God has been so kind to have some people to connect that understand covenant and sowing. And I'm mentioning this because after we finish with this, we'll be moving into our Thanksgiving celebration. How can I say thanks? And we at the Linda Jordan Ministry, we say thanks by taking it to the street, having a feast and a celebration in the communities that may not have all of the trimmings, and even just a regular meal, sister. Some of them just want groceries. I don't have to have turkey and dressing. I just need something to eat. And so we go into those communities, and we try to be a blessing. And again, it's only with people that have the kingdom mind of wanting to do it to the least of those that we're able to do it. And so anyone who want to help us by sowing a financial seed, or last year we had 12 turkeys and about 12 hams and about 10 big pans of dressing, and we were able to feed about 500 people. Hallelujah. And that was with the help of many, 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 many people. And so I am making the appeal again, because Thanksgiving will be here before you know it. And so with the same information that was just given, you are able to reach us and to help us with our Thanksgiving and our Christmas that we do with Edgewood Manor.
Amen.
Thank you.
That location for your Thanksgiving feast, is it going to be at the Edgewood Manor, or is it going to be in West Dallas again?
We're thinking that it may be in West Dallas again, but not in the same vicinity. But we have not zeroed in on the site where we're actually going to be. We've just started working towards it, but we will be on the streets doing the it's the week before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, it's the Saturday before Thanksgiving that we're there. We give clothes, whatever you have. long as it is things that you would want to wear, amen, we want to bless that with others. And so we have the food, we have food for them to, you know, the Thanksgiving dinner, and then we also give them canned goods and things. Whatever we give it back. Whatever we get,
amen.
Food, amen. Clothes, toiletries. So we're hoping that we can get just as much support this year as we did last year. Amen.
All right. God bless you. We will be putting
you,
that
sister.
Information out for you. As when
Amen.
You get that, I'll take it care of, and you just let me know, and we will be sure
okay.
to give you that, give our listeners that announcement. And as we
thank
wind
you.
Down our time, we want to thank our listeners tonight for listening in tonight. We thank those who are on the line with me tonight with no questions, but we appreciate you for listening. We love you.
Amen.
Still. God bless each of you. And I wanted to give an announcement and to reiterate October, ladies, October 25th. Blog Talk Radio, my sister, my friend, will be having their first annual Women Empowerment Conference. It will be held
Amen.
At 1415 West Wheatland Road in Dallas, Texas. Well, it's DeSoto, Duncanville, one of them. I get them mixed up, but anyway. At the First Free Will Baptist Church, we will have four speakers, ladies that are very powerful, letting us know what a woman is and what she's all about and what her purpose is on this earth that God gave her. So, women, mark your calendars, save the date for October 25th, 2014, from 12 to 4. We are excited. We're getting excited. We're excited with what God is going to do. We
Amen.
Will have vendors there. We will have different ministries. We'll have others that are, have women ministries or women organizations. We're hoping to, we know we're going to feed you a light lunch, and we're just going to have all our sisters out enjoying themselves for the day and learning something about themselves. So especially if you exhale, come on by
yes.
and
Amen.
Join us for the Women's Conference to know more and more, learn more about what a woman is and her worth and what she is in God's kingdom, okay? So, Beverly,
Amen.
Is there anything else you have to add tonight?
No, I've enjoyed Minister Jordan, Elder Jordan. I've really
yeah.
enjoyed listening to you. I was looking at your website as you were talking, so that's why I wasn't really asking a lot of questions. I was listening to you and watching and reading some things about your ministry. It is
you.
A privilege to have you on our show. And
thank you.
I wanted
My
to offer you, we do have a couple of nights open on Blog Talk Radio, if you would be interested in hosting one night of your ministry on Blog Talk. We're more than welcome to host tonight.
Amen.
So we'll let Brother Joel know if you're interested, and he'll let you know what days we have. I look forward to hearing more about your ministry on a weekly
Amen.
Basis, what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you so much.
Amen.
Sure
no.
God
Amen.
Bless.
Thank
you so much.
Amen.
Do we have any other announcements that we need to make? I see my good friend, Minister Williams, is on the line. Do you have any announcements, Sister Brenda?
Oh, praise the Lord. It was a very good conference call tonight. The only announcement, I don't have really any announcement right now. I am getting ready to, I apologize. Getting ready to start my new class. My new class is going to be in the enrollment. It's going to start for a month of October for the spiritual awakening, spiritual warfare awakening truth, which is called SWAT classes. It's learning the strategies of the enemy. So if you want more information, you can go on my website. Who said
that? Oh, that sounds good. Me.
Give them your website address.
Yes, the website address is www.changinglives.com. worldwide.org.
Amen. God bless you.
So
thank
I will
so
be
much.
So opening. You're welcome. Open enrollment will start in October. So if you're interested in the class, you can go ahead and email me. It'll link you to my email address as well.
Amen. Is there anyone else on the line tonight with an announcement? Minister Henderson is not with us tonight, but she is planning to have a breakfast at for one of their monthly fundraisers for awareness of breast cancer. And So Breast Cancer Month is coming up in October also, so we'll get with her and get her dates and announcements for her event, and we want to tell her that we love her and we miss her tonight, and we're going to go ahead and ask Elder Jordan to dismiss us in prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, sister, before I close this out in prayer, I just want to say thank you. You know, God orders our steps, and I just, thank God that he connects us with people that have the same heart. You know, there are many
Amen.
Parts of the body, you know, so that means we all do different things, but we are all so very important. And I just so thank God for you reaching out to me to have me on, you know, because it's only what we do for Christ that lasts, you know.
Come on now.
We do all of these other things, but when we can just encourage and we can lift up the name of Jesus and somebody's burdens are lifted and somebody is turned away from the needle and somebody is, I work with the youth, and I would say we need to go, I know. We have to pray for our teenagers, our youth. I have one young lady who's been cutting, and, we're just in a place that we need each other. We can draw strength from each other because we got to get out there. And it just helps us, you know, when we can draw from each other because we have so much to face when we leave the comforts of our home, you know, and we want to share whatever the Lord says because that's what Amen. Will set them free, you know. And so I just thank God for you and this venue that God has given you to share, you know, the work and the love of Christ. So thank Amen. You for having me on. Father, we just praise you tonight, Lord God, and we just glorify you, and we just lift your name on high, Lord God, because you are so worthy to be praised, Lord God. We just thank you, my Father, for this opportunity, dear God. Oh, God, to be able to share, oh, God, the things that you have given to us to do, oh, God, to build up the kingdom, to build up one another, Lord God. And we just thank you for this radio station, and we thank you for all of the women and the men that help make it operate, Lord God. We just pray over all of the listeners on tonight, Lord God. We just cover everyone in the blood of Jesus. And we just thank you that our families are blessed, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that in you all things are possible, Lord God. So we come and we join our faith together, oh God, in this radio room, God. We join our faith together and we say no weapon that will try to form against us will be able to prosper, Father. And God, we just lay every burden at the foot of the cross, Lord God, knowing that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly of all that we've asked or seen according to our faith, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you as we just bring every announcement of every ministry work that will be going forth into our communities and around the world, whatever ministry work, we just cover it in the blood of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, that increase of souls will be added from the work of the ministry, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for chains falling off, Lord God, those that are bound. We thank you for healing coming forth for those that are bound with sickness and disease. And we thank you for souls that are lost being added into the kingdom, my God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the work of those that have given their lives, oh God,
yes,
Father, we just thank you tonight, Lord God. We pray for every minister, every pastor, every apostle, every bishop,
yes,
oh God, every missionary, every evangelist, every person, oh God, that's moving forward for the gospel, God. We cover them tonight, Lord God, and we just thank you that you give them strength, that you give them power, oh God, that you give them, oh God, to the steadfastness that they need to not be moved by what they see, God, in these trying times, oh God, but to lean on you and stand on your promises. Father, we just thank you for the listeners. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, oh God, that we'll be able to come together and worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. We thank you for the exhaling experience that you are allowing us to come forth with. We thank you for what you're going to do, God, and we just give you praise. Bless our families. Bless us as everything that we will put our hands to do, God. We ask you to bless it, that you would be glorified in it. And we thank you in the name that is above all names, the name that every knee will bow, the name that every tongue must confess, the name that devils tremble and flee, God. We come in that name. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for it.
Yes, Lord.
And we say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on My Sister, My Friend. It has been a pleasure to have you ladies on with me tonight for your information and for just being a part of our radio show tonight. Thank you so much. God bless you, and we're going to ask again his fondest blessings on each of you. I love you all. Have a good night, and the rest of the week, be blessed. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.